flat.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Mind the Flat, a weekly podcast that brings debate to life's most challenging questions. I'm Chris Heffernan, and as always, I'm joined by my former flatmates and very good friends, Amy Isles.
Hello.
And Tom Crowther.
Hello.
This week's life-changing question is, what's the best children's party? But before that, it's time to get in the zone with Chris's Quiz of the Week. So, children's party. So this is going to be a little bit of a quiz on things that children might know and a little bit of a quiz on parties. Okay, so your first question is this. It's from a Key Stage 2 SATS paper. Okay, so this would be for year 6 children. Okay, and it's, what word class is him in this sentence? Joseph's friends rushed to meet him, desperate to see if he had won. Would you like some options?
I feel like Amy's poised to say something, so let Amy have a go first.
I was going to say I'm a bit ashamed to say, but yes, please, I would like some options.
Oh, I was thinking, is it not a preposition?
Should we have some options?
Let's have some options.
Okay, you'd like some options. Your options are A, a preposition. B,
Now I feel stupid.
An adjective. C, a pronoun. Or D, a noun.
Oh, it could be a pronoun because you've got like he, him.
Yeah.
But I thought that.
Oh. I think it's pronoun.
Okay, we'll go with that because that's my best guess.
So you're going pronoun. This is a year six SATS paper question.
Oh dear.
Yeah, Chris, you can. I'm gonna have to bleep this. You can f off.
We can't even deduct points yet for swearing.
That's why I'm getting it in now, you know.
The quiz.
You're correct. It's a pronoun. Oh. Well done.
Got there in the end.
I think that's what I was thinking when I said preposition. I had the P in my head.
I think if we'd have spent that long on a question in our SATS papers, we would have failed. We wouldn't have finished the paper.
Okay then, question number two. What is the name of the puppet Border Terrier from Wigan, who is a children's television presenter on CBBC?
Oh my god, what is it? It was the one that was with Ian Sterling. Hacker. It's Hacker. Hacker the dog.
Hacker the dog?
I mean, no, it's fine. I have absolutely no idea. I don't even know what you're talking about, so.
I'm sure it's Hacker. Yeah, let's go for it.
Sure.
It is Hacker T Dog, but I'm going to let you have it.
Okay.
Yeah, that would have been awfully pedantic if you hadn't have given us that.
If he's from Wigan, shouldn't it be Hackett to Dog?
Oh, here we go. Question number three. According to vouchercloud.com, how much on average do Brits pay for a child's birthday party?
Oh, we're not even getting options. Oh, crikey. Okay.
You get people that spend ridiculous amounts, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, what's the average? Is it a median or is it a mean? Because if it's, I feel like it might be a slightly. I'm thinking like 150 was my first.
Yeah,
kind of guess.
I thought between 100 and 200. So let's go down the middle.
Bam, 150. Chris, what are we getting in margin of error?
Let's just say you're miles off. So I don't think it matters.
Okay, fine.
The average spend is £320.50.
My goodness.
Cool, never having kids.
Every year?
There you go.
Oof. Is that just on parties or is that birthdays as a whole?
That's the child's birthday party.
Oh my god.
Birthday party. No wonder so many people do parties at home.
So, number four might be my favourite question this week. And it is, I would like you to name three songs off of the 2003 album Pop Party. Okay?
Oh my god.
This is back to my childhood. okay? One of the first CDs I owned was Pop Party, okay? I'd like to know three songs that could have been playing off my Pop Party CD.
Macarena.
So yeah. Tom's saying Macarena
is one of them. What about the Pizza Hut? Pizza
yeah,
Hut.
Yeah, that was that definitely one. On there. 100%.
What is it? What's the song called?
It's called, The Ketchup Song. That's what it's called.
Ketchup Song. Cool. Now we need one more.
I swear they did. I can't remember if this was, no, I think it was Pop Party. I swear they did, like, a cover version of Spirit in the Sky. I don't know why, I've just got vivid memories of things. No, I know what it was. Tragedy by, was it Steps that did Tragedy?
Steps, yeah, I'll go with that. My other guess was going to be S Club 7, Reach for the Stars.
That was 100% on there because I have a video of me and my best friend in Northern Ireland dancing to Reach for the Stars. Let's go with that one.
Okay, so we've got Macarena, Ketchup Song and Reach for the Stars. Chris, how many did we get?
You got two. Surprisingly, the Macarena isn't on it. That was on Dance Party. And interestingly, I tell you funnily enough as well, you said a Pizza Hut, yeah? Which isn't the Ketchup Song. That is the Fast Food Song by the Fast Food Rockers. The Ketchup Song is the one that's sung in another language, and it's like I say aha he da ha da ha ba 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 ba.
Yeah, that was a beautiful rendition, by the way.
You're welcome.
That's borderline offensive, I think.
It's so hard. I've tried to learn the lyrics, and I just can't work out what words. They do it so quickly. I just can't work. I can just get sort of the rhythm.
You're excused.
But Tragedy by Steps was on it as well. So So yeah, good work. You know quite a few of them.
That album.
I've still got most of those songs on my iPod. To be fair,
you do have the taste of a 5-year-old in many regards. So,
and Spirit music. In the Sky was there, Amy.
Was it?
Oh, it was Gareth Gates and the Kumars.
Oh, I wouldn't have got who it was by, but I knew it was a cover.
Right, before we get too hooked up on this, that's our final question, okay? If you have a twister at a children's party, what will they be doing?
I thought
lolly.
A twister was
eating
a nice
a lolly.
Lolly. Yeah.
Okay, you're going for that. So if I had a twister at my child's birthday party, what would they be doing?
I feel like this might be like a weird regional thing where it's actually like a dance.
I was thinking dance as well.
The way that he phrased it, it's not lolly, is it?
Shall I give you a clue? Let me give you a clue. I would hire a twister. So there would be some payment involved.
Strippers?
To get a twister to my child's party.
I hope not.
We all know how much Chris loves nudity, though. A twister. Oh, is it someone who does balloons? Because they twist the balloons.
Oh, Amy. Absolutely.
Yeah, should we go with that?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Bang on. Pulled it out of the bag, Amy.
No, that would be a magician.
So it's now time to debate. The motion before the flat today is you can't beat a soft play party. This week's caveat is that money is no barrier. Other than that, the rules are the same as always. No swearing, no taking offence, and of course, no pompous points. Once again, we start with an affirmative statement. This week from Tom, on the excitement of soft play.
So, soft play has two really strong advantages. Number one is the kids are always worn out at the end of it. So from the parents' point of view, it is the perfect kids' party because they are running around for an hour, hour and a half. They get home, they're probably going to fall asleep. You don't have to worry about them running around and getting all up on adrenaline and doing stupid stuff, you know. If they're eating lots of sweets, they're wearing it off, so you get that balance. But also, from the kids' point of view, it's usually a public place. Like, rarely in the soft play do you hire out the entire thing. So you not only get to have fun with just the kids that are there at the party with that you know, but you also get to share that with people, you know, that are just there on a day trip. You know, you get to see other people as well. So it's not it's a party where you can also make friends outside of your own friend group. And I think it's kind of that public atmosphere that makes soft play such a great party experience.
Or a horrendous party experience, because suddenly all these weird kids turn up to your party and it's like they've gate crashed and they smell, probably, okay? Because children you don't know always smell, okay? And suddenly your party has been ruined. You've been looking forward to this all year and suddenly these little smelly, snotty kids, okay, have turned up. They're snotting over your party.
I'm sorry, but if you're a child and you're snobby enough to be annoyed by that, you know, I feel like most kids are equally as snotty and as smelly as their counterparts, so they're probably not that bothered. Yeah. If you're the child, they're going, oh, I'm not going to associate myself with that child. They're snotting all over the place. I couldn't possibly. It's horrible. You know, you're probably not really. I mean, that's probably the part I played when I was there. I remember my mum always used to tell me that when we used to go to soft play areas, I would go off for like 5 minutes and then I'd just come back and want to sit in the adult seating area. Just they're all the parents are there with their coffees and I'd be like, I'm done playing now. Can I just sit and chill
that
with you guys?
Not surprise me in the slightest.
Well, I'm gonna give you a point there, Tom. I like that opening.
What, for my depressing childhood?
Not for your depressing childhood, no.
What for?
For your opening. Solid two, clear arguments, and you fought back on me about the smelly kids.
Well, okay. Constructed. But on the note of smelly kids, one thing I was... It may surprise you to know, I was a bit of a clean freak as a child, and I was like, if I like played outside or played in the mud, I used to make my hands raw from washing my hands when I came back in. The looks on your faces, you're like, is this the Amy we know?
What went wrong?
To be fair to Amy, she's not dirty. She's
Thank
just
you.
Cluttered. So Indeed. Everything's clean, but it's clean all over the place.
Yeah, I just spread everywhere. But anyway, back to children's parties. One thing I hated about children's parties is just the germs everywhere. And like, you'd inevitably get a child who would eat too many sweets, get a little bit too excited and throw up somewhere on the soft play. And oh my goodness. And then that area was like cordoned off, but you could like smell it because it's all enclosed. And then it just makes you think, well, what about all these other like soft plastic furnishes? How many times has someone like wet themselves or like thrown up on them? Oh,
what are you going to find at the bottom of the ball pit?
Yeah. Oh, how do you clean one of those out? If someone throws up in the ball pit, game over.
Right. Amy, you've made me shiver. Oh, you know what shivers mean? Points.
Yeah.
that is horrific, to be fair. I will give you that. But I have to say that, I mean, I don't know about the soft play areas that you went to. I mean, Amy, that from what I can tell, they were just covered in excrement. But at least the ones that I went to, which I'm assuming were clean.
But that's the thing, because they're like covered in all this plastic stuff. You don't know if someone's...
Yeah, but that makes it easier to clean, doesn't it? If it's plastic. I mean, if it was all made out of wood, I'd be a bit worried. You know, there's crevices and stuff. But if it's plastic, it's just like anti-bac. But anyway, the ones that I went to as a child, I mean, they had two really cool things. One of them was a drop slide. I don't know if you've ever been
goodness.
On a drop slide.
Yes.
Like a vertical drop down.
Yes.
Oh, my God. The other thing we had cannons. So we had these foam
yes.
balls and we had these air cannons and we'd stuff the foam balls in. You could shoot people
yeah.
With foam balls, and that is, if you could get in the cannons, if you got control of the cannons, you were like top dog, you know, you had control of the armory, and that was absolutely one of the best bits about that.
Yes. Yeah.
I think my two favourite, in addition to those, would be, did you have like a dark zone?
Yes.
And it was like on multiple levels, and you went in.
Are they all the same everywhere? Yeah. I thought that mine was really cool, but it just seems that everyone's ripped each other off.
But it was just so cool. You went in there, it was just completely dark and a bit of UV lighting. And then the other one,
oh,
which was
yeah,
brilliant, was where you had, I don't know how to describe it, but like a rectangular piece of fabric coming down, And then there's another one going diagonally the other way. So you slid down one,
yeah.
Yeah,
dropped onto the other, like slid the down, dropped yeah. down. And then trying to climb up them. If you could climb up them, you were the king of the yeah. soft play.
I used to love having like races from the bottom to the top. Like who can get from to the top the fastest and then who can get back down the fastest.
And the little racer slides as well. And you had like four slides all next to each other that bumped up and down. And you used to go racing down those and end in like a ball pit. Oh.
See, I don't think we had one of those in the one that I used to go to. But I have been to other ones in other areas that have had those like racer slides. So yeah, they're pretty yeah. cool.
Well, Tom, you're yeah, getting a point.
I've got to give you a point there. Yeah.
He's opened up a whole world of reminiscing and the fun.
Yeah.
I didn't even give something to get a point there for, but you've just given me one because you're enjoying remembering it.
There's just so many options though, isn't there? But on that note, to play devil's advocate again, another down point of that is you, like with the drop slides especially, you had to queue for them. The parties I went to, you had to like wait in line, and then you'd always get the child, definitely wasn't me, possibly was, that would kind of sit on the edge of the slide and then be a bit scared and be like, I'm not really sure whether I want to do this. And they'd sit there for about 5 minutes, umming and ahhing. And
that
then
was me.
Meanwhile, everyone's behind them like, oh my gosh, would you get a move on? Would you get a move on? And then they do it, and then they're like, and then you're like, what was all the fuss about? I've just been waiting in line for an extra 5 minutes when I could have been enjoying the rest of the soft play.
I am going to offer one more thing though about soft play, and this was the sad thing. It's devastating. It's quite hard to bring up, to be honest. But
oh dear,
you've gone
death.
With this lovely group of people. You all run into soft play. You're all so excited, and then suddenly you look around and you go, where are my friends? Where's everyone yeah. I know? I don't know where they are. And you've lost them. You spend the rest of the hour's party just looking for your friend. There they are. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, how do I get over there? You're looking through the net. Can I climb? No, run. I'm here. Where have they gone? Oh, they've got. You spend the whole time just chasing your friends. You can't find them. Unless my friends just didn't want to spend any time with me.
Oh, I feel like, Chris, yeah. I hate to break it to you, but... I never had. No, I definitely. No, I know what you mean. I will give you a point for that because I think there were definitely one or two moments where, you know, you do feel like you've been left behind. It's probably just yeah. that you don't know the area well enough to be able to get back to them quickly enough. But I do feel like maybe that's a bit of a challenge though. That's almost a positive, is that it's not just that you're playing with your friends, but also there's that parallel element. It's like it's almost exciting to try and get back to them, or a challenge.
Well, we used to play hide and seek as well, which was always yeah. great fun.
It or hide and seek in soft play is just like, you know, the bits I told you about, those diagonal things, trying to run up them while the person's coming after you to hit you. Oh, the thrill. Right, before we just hand this debate to Tom, Amy, we have Hello. Got other parties to talk about. So, Amy...
Oh, there are a plethora of options.
What are you bringing to the table?
Right, I'm going for the classic at-home party. So, I think, whereas in soft play, and as we'll come on to your argument, Chris, with that element, it kind of leads on perfectly to the first part of my debate, with that element of, like, losing your friends... and not really seeing them throughout your party. If you've got a party at home, you actually get time to spend with your friends, which is what a party is all about. I mean, what's the point in inviting other people if you're going to spend all the time running away from them? And also, the feeling of accomplishment you get from doing an at-home party that's a success. Oh, I love it. And you can tailor, it's so easily tailored to you as an individual. Like if you want like a superhero theme, you can do that. If you want like an under the sea theme, the possibilities are endless with an at-home party.
I'm gonna give you a point for the friends, spending time with your friends, because I see what you're saying there, but you see your friends every day at school. It's a nice idea, but what are you gonna talk to them about?
You don't get to play cool games
at school. You don't get to go in soft play.
I do feel like though with the kids' parties that you have at home, they often were just the same sort of thing over and over again. unless the kid had a very imaginative parent, I feel like you played the same sort of games. It was always pass the parcel. You know, you'd probably get some musical chairs in. There's all these same sorts of games, and I think there's so much variation. You could be really excited for a party and get there and it's rubbish. You could be really excited and it'd be great, but it's that not knowing of like what's actually around the corner. Whereas at least with soft play, it's the same every time, but it's great every time.
I'll give you a point there for the same type of games, but I think the great thing with a party at home is the fact that it can be tailored to whatever you want it to be, and also you can change those plans midway through the party. Like if someone's not enjoying themselves or not having a good time, you can kind of change it up. And I think you just need to be a bit imaginative. Like, I'm not gonna lie, about 3 weeks ago when it was Jordan's birthday, I did an at-home party for him because we were in lockdown, and I did, like, because he really likes golf, I set up on our drive like a miniature golf course, and I used electrical tape. It was really cheap, it was really easy to do, but it was great. And he was 30, so I think if you get the right, if you kind of find out what the child enjoys, or if that's you, that you tell your parents what you enjoy and what you want, then it's really easy to like create this really nice party that's got a theme. Also, Chris, I'm gonna cater to your tastes here. The food of an at-home party can be whatever you want it to be. You can, every aspect of an at-home party can be whatever you want it to be. If you don't like butter on sandwiches, as I did when I was a child, you don't have to have butter on sandwiches. You go to another venue, they just slather it on, like mass produce these like corny little sandwiches. You can do whatever you want at an at-home party. You can have your own cake, you can have pork pies, sausage rolls.
Okay, I think Amy, I'm going to give you a point for the American dream version of having a kids party. Is you've got the freedom to be what you want, kind of.
You do.
I'd like to say here though, what sort of not at-home parties did you go to? In that, where they didn't allow you to take your own cake, they didn't allow you to take your own food, okay? If you have a soft play party, you can take food with you. You can take all the food you would have had at your at-home party to the venue.
Oh, no, the ones that we went to, you weren't allowed to bring your own food in.
Yeah.
You had to, like, there was a cafeteria and you had to go there for food and stuff. You always used to get, you know, those cheap frozen sausages,
yeah,
and then, like, really rubbishy bits of pizza. No, the food at like, public party places was generally terrible, like really bad quality chicken nuggets. Not that, yeah, you're like really that bothered when you're a child, but there's always baked beans. It's just,
yes.
Chris, it sounds like your perfect meal, really.
It does.
Chips, baked beans and sausages. There we go, you have the palate of a 7-year-old.
But for those of us with more refined taste,
the at-home party where we can serve our own caviar is splendid.
You can have canapes.
Right, I think it's time to bring in the serious contender to parties, okay? You're bringing the excitement. We've got competitiveness, we've got teamwork, we've got everyone united on a project together. It is Laser Quest.
Is that your point? Is that your opening point? It is what it is, it's good enough.
Laser Quest is the exciting one. You all turn up and everyone is buzzing, okay? Because they know exactly what they're in store for. They're in store for an hour of craziness, of shooting each other, okay? What could be better than getting to shoot your friends, okay? But...
That's a depressing reflection on society, isn't it? What could be better than shooting your friends?
But I feel that it's the thing that everyone can get involved in. No one is left out in laser tag, okay? Because normally, either you're on a team and you've all got your lights and so you know who to shoot, or it's all for all and you're all just shooting each other. In soft play, one person can feel left out in the game. Oh, they don't want me to play this game. At the at-home party, you might not particularly like a game, or you're just, people aren't being very nice to you, whereas in laser tag, you all just run around, shoot, shoot, shoot. You're encouraged to work together. It is the team game.
See, I'm not so sure about that. I think I see what you're getting at, but I think the idea that you can't be excluded in laser tag is a fallacy. You know, you definitely can, and I definitely was, mainly because I was utterly terrible. And that's the problem with having a competitive. That's the problem with having a competitive party is that there are inevitably losers, and so it's almost worse that, you know, you go to a party and half the people there are going to be dubbed losers.
It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean.
I'm going to give a point to Tom there, because there was always one child, again, absolutely not me, that would cry because they didn't win.
But I think there is something here in that you don't have to play against yourselves, okay? I remember going to Laser Quest, and this wasn't actually as a party. This was just like a group of us went. And they said we must have been about 12, 13, and there was this group, and I mean, they were proper old, okay? They were like 17, 18, okay? Big, scary adults, basically. And they said, would you like to go in at the same time as them? And I looked round to my group of friends, and they went, no. I went, yes, bring it on, okay? We will take them down, okay? And suddenly, look round, no one else had the same sort of enthusiasm and drive as I did. They looked a little scared. But we all got in there, we got our blasters, we worked together as a team, and we defeated them, okay? Our team genuinely won. I cannot tell you...
True David and Goliath story there, Chris.
I cannot tell you how
utterly biblical.
When we came out, and there were all of these guys, and obviously come up, some sort of like last weekend, all come out, and they got beaten by about 8 12-year-olds.
Brilliant.
You don't get that from another party, that level of satisfaction and smugness.
No, I'll give you a point there for your child uprising.
I've got to admit, actually, I've never actually been to laser tag.
What? How have you waited this long?
Because I can only assume it's rubbish. I've just it was never really a thing where I came. I don't know if there wasn't really one near where, I mean.
Probably didn't have the technology, too far north, you know, it hadn't progressed that far yet.
I was just about to say I lived in a tiny little village. There's no laser tag to be seen here.
Amazing. I think that is, touching on technology though, I do feel like that is a downside of laser tag, is that sometimes the technology does fail. And there were definitely times when I felt victimized because I was certain, you know, that my gun wasn't actually working, and I'm running around and I'm shooting. I mean, I'm either terrible or my gun isn't working.
You were one of those
children. At least with soft play and home parties, that, you know, you're probably not going to be suffering at the behest of faulty technology.
So I think it is time to go to our final points for each argument. Okay, let's get those last big punches in. So, Tom.
I would say that the best thing about soft play is that it allows you to use your imagination and make friends. It is the perfect kids party, because what more do you need than your own mind and a load of other kids and some crazy obstacles? You can make it into anything. You can be running around a castle in your own mind. You could be running away from aliens. Like, there's all sorts of possibilities that you can add into that scenario to make it even better than it already is. It requires imagination, and that's the best thing that kids have going for them.
Right, you're getting a point.
Yeah.
The amount of times I play Doctor Who while running around a soft play area is unreal.
Wow, you really do have a very strong brand, Chris, and you don't deviate, do you?
Amy.
I feel like this is going to be a bit half-hearted, because Tom's just reminded me of how much I love soft play. But I'll give it a go. I just think when you have a party at home, you're in the comfort of your own home. Like, you don't feel alienated, because if it's your party, it's kind of, I'm going to sound really big headed here, but it's all about you. It's centered around what you want. And if other people attending don't like it, then that's tough, because it's your party and you can design it to be what you want it to be.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I was really considering giving you a point, but you started it with I don't really actually care that much anymore, because I think Tom's better.
Can we just forget that bit? Just give me a point. I'll give me a point.
I'm not sure that's how it works.
When you were talking about soft play, it just makes me think, oh yeah, that was really fun. And then when I talk about at home parties, I'm like, yeah, they were good, but soft play.
Right, me. Laser Quest brings together, it's the soft play of the more grown-up child's party, I think. You've got ramps to run up, castles to hide in, but you shoot each other as well, okay? I think it's the next step up to the soft play party. As you get that little bit older, you want that little bit more excitement, you go and take your children for a Laser Quest party.
But who wants grown-up soft play? I just want soft play.
No... Okay, Amy, we'll just leave this to when I inevitably win. I do want to give Chris a point here because I do feel like the argument that laser tag is soft play leveled up is quite compelling, actually. So yeah, I will give you a point for that.
So that does bring us to a nice conclusion. And it's time to go to the scores on the doors.
I wonder who's won.
And I feel this is a tough one to call this week. Because there've been some really strong arguments for all three. And the points, it was nail-biting to the end, let me tell you.
It would be incredible if it turns out I'm actually last.
On 3 points apiece, we have me and Amy with our at-home and Laser Quest party. But storming it on 5 points, we have Tom and the soft play party.
Yeah, run away. Thank you. It was quite ironic, actually, because I got invited to so few parties when I was a child that I'm drawing on a very limited resource base here. Yeah. But I'll take this victory, and it will make up for all those missed parties.
Well, I'm glad we can hopefully help with that. So thank you very much for listening. And if you'd like to get in contact with us or tell your friends all about us, then you can, either through
our social media channels. On Facebook, we're Mind the Flat. On Instagram, we're mindtheflat_podcast. And on Twitter, we're mindtheflat_pod.
Or you can email us at mindtheflatpodcast@gmail.com.
Or visit our website, mindtheflatpodcast.com, where we've got all our episodes from this series and series one. And we'll be back again next week with more debate on another of life's most challenging questions. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.